What's up, folks? Welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm with my tocayo, David, from San Joaquin Valley Transparency. Now, an event happened in El Paso that got my attention. It's got a lot of people's attention. It's got the internet buzzing right now of a shooting that took place between a cop and I guess the victim was a man that was pulled over. We don't know the complete details of the stop, but I'm going to show that to you. The cop opens fire on the individual, and it's got a lot of buzz right now. And the question is, did the cop have the right to do that? Was there a reasonable cause for the stop? There's a lot of unanswered questions, and David's going to help me with that. But first, folks, and I'm going to show the video, but up until the point where he opened fire on the individual. So, very controversial, folks. Very controversial. Have you heard of the cert food diet, folks? Have you heard of this? Well, probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities, and you're not able to know this stuff. In fact, it's actually not a restricted diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world-famous singer who we can't mention, but she reportedly lost 100 pounds, 100 pounds using this exact same method in 2019. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet as well for child or world champion boxer David Haye, who credits amazing shape to this. Now, the two international best-selling authors who created the cert food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, more incredible way to get this potent cert foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary, powerful drink. It's just a drink. So you can get all the benefits of the diet by just drinking this. It's called Ultimate Cert Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do things you love. I've been taking it for the last couple of weeks. I feel a lot more energy. I know I've tried it, and I've had amazing results. It's truly amazing, folks. Since you're a loyal listener, I'll be giving you all the $20 discount of this amazing product to give it to yourself and try it. It's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go to Ultimate Cert Juice now by going to getcert.com/Nino. Getcert.com/Nino. Get started. It's in the link below. It's just a drink. You just drink it. It helps you lose weight. I'm feeling a lot more tight around my ab section. So I'm always into new stuff. I like to shock my body and try different methods and different. I do different routines in the gym. You always got to do something new. So getcert.com/Nino, folks. Get over there. All right, Dave. Let's get into this, man. This is pretty crazy because this happened in my hometown. I sent you the video. You had a chance to look at it. I'm all about, first of all, I want to have a disclaimer here. I'm all about back in the blue, man. I'm not about discrediting cops or, but there is you have to draw a fine line. There is a fine line that you can cross over. And I want to show this video to my audience and go through it with you again to see if he crossed that line. You can walk through it. So here is David Hookstead, the account. Okay, so bad guy says he has a gun. Cop tells him to drop it. Bad guy asks the cop if he wants to make it home. Then the cop shoots him, asking a cop if he wants to survive the night when he has a gun pointed right at you is peak stupidity. Now, it's tough.
Do me a favor, dude. Can you step out the car for me?
I can't do that.
Where is that?
Oh man, we can't hear it on.
Need a backup, bro.
Why do I need a backup?
You need a backup.
Let me try this.
Why?
You need a backup.
Anybody can hear.
Why, dude?
Hey,
relax. Relax,
back
dude. Relax.
Get away from.
Okay, relax. What do you have in your hand? Do me a favor, dude. Can you step out the car for me?
I can't do that.
Where is that?
You need a backup, bro.
Why do I need a backup?
You need a backup right now.
Why?
You need a backup.
Why,
back
dude?
Up. Back
hey,
up, guy.
Relax.
Please, back
Relax,
up.
Dude. Relax.
All right, right there. Should he have taken his gun out, Dave?
I mean, at this point, I would say that there's a little bit of the video missing. You have to take into consideration, does the cop have a legal right, to be there? Was there a call? Was it a traffic infraction? I mean, the cop does have a right to go up and ask questions nonetheless, but was the guy doing anything wrong? Did he commit a traffic infraction? I think that's really important to think about when watching this video. The guy did seem to kind of gesture to the fact that he may be concealing something, he did say some words that could be looked at as a threat. So at this point, I mean, and you got to understand, for one, like the kind of work that I do is police accountability. You know, I go out and record police and try to hold them accountable and stuff like that. So, you know, I kind of try to look at these things as you know, non-biased, you know, to be transparent. But at the same time, I look at this video and, you know, this guy, he does seem to be making verbal threats to the cop. He does seem to have his hand concealing something. At this point, I mean, I guess the cop doesn't know if the guy does have a gun or not. He is pointing it at the man. So, you know, that's kind of, it's kind of a toss-up right there, you know. First of all, I
But
think.
hold on, Dave. Look at this for a second. His hood is up. He's in a garage. So it almost looks like he's having car trouble.
Looks like he's at a car wash, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. It does look like he's at it. Let's start this from the beginning again.
Okay.
So right here, yeah, you see the vacuums right there, right?
Right. And we have some of those where I live, and I did stumble upon a cop watch one time where this family was parked at a vacuum like that, just like that. And the man was asleep in the driver's side. I guess he was tweaked out for a few days, and the wife was just sitting there waiting for him to wake up. Well, the store called the police on the family that was sitting there. The cops got there. They started asking questions. They took the woman out of the vehicle and the child. There was an actual child in the back of the vehicle as well. They actually arrested the guy and took him to jail. So you're definitely on private property right there. It does belong to the store. So maybe the store called. Who knows? Maybe the cops seen. The guy had his hood up. Was the cop has a legal right to be there to ask questions. Does he need help or whatever? That we got to take that into consideration.
Did
It
he?
does
Okay,
look
so
like.
let me start it over again. Let's
Yeah.
try this again.
Do me a favor, dude. Can you step out the car for me?
I can't do that.
Where's that?
In the back.
So why is he asking him to step out of the car?
Pennsylvania versus Mims is a Supreme Court case where if a cop feels that during a traffic stop, if the cop feels that he could possibly be in danger, for instance, you're on the side of the freeway and cars are passing by really fast, a cop could ask the driver to get out of the vehicle. If there's tinted windows in the vehicle, the cop can't see inside. He could ask occupants to get out of the vehicle. Supreme Court case law, Pennsylvania versus Mims, says the cop's allowed to ask him to get out of the vehicle. So he does have a right to ask him to get out of the vehicle. And that's just we're thinking of, like I said, the video started kind of late, but we're thinking that the cop has probable cause to be there. He does have a right to be there to ask questions, whether it's a call or not. Maybe he's checking up on the guy to ask questions. Like I said, the hood was raised. So the cop does have a legal right to be there. And because the guy is acting that way, like I said, there's some stuff left out of the video, but I think the cop with Pennsylvania versus Mim, the cop does have the right to ask him to get out.
This isn't a traffic stop. This isn't a traffic stop. I mean, okay, he could have been called on this guy, but he
Right.
still has the right to ask him. I mean, the guy looks like he's just having car trouble, or he's cleaning his car, and he probably just doesn't want to be bothered by a cop.
Yeah, it could just be having a bad day. Like I said, we really don't know because the video does start late. We don't know exactly what happened regarding this. I definitely believe that I should go back. I don't know if there's a description in the video of the original video. I know Police Activity has a YouTube channel and they usually put in a description of the video, what's going on. When you sent me this video, you sent it on Twitter. I didn't really get to see if there was anything in the description written, but we don't really get to see what happened initially to see why the cop is actually there. We don't know if there was a call, like I said.
Backup, bro. Why
I need a backup?
do I need a backup right now?
Why?
You need a backup. Back up.
Why,
Back
dude?
up,
Hey,
guy.
relax.
Please, back up.
Relax.
Okay, so was that reasonable cause to pull out his gun, saying you need a backup, you need a backup, and then he pulls out his gun and points it at the guy? Is that enough cause?
Man, it's hard to say, dude. It's hard to say. Like I said, we have to think of this in terms of, you know, what is the cop going to say, you know, to get off on this? First of all, to cops, officer safety is paramount. So they always say things like, I want to go home at the end of the day. And, you know, so in reality, this cop is definitely, you know, you can tell he's afraid for his life. And this guy is not making it easy. This guy is definitely saying things like, need to back the fuck up. And then when he starts saying shit like, if you want to make it home and stuff like that, that's almost like a threat, man. In reality, think of this cop, not think of this guy just being there, at another car next door or something like that. And somebody threatens you or something like that, you want to make it
Yeah.
home at the end of the day, you better leave. I mean, these are kind of
So
like
this
threats.
guy gets an award for stupidity. Let's keep this is a he made
Absolutely.
some really terrible remarks to the cop. Let's let it go
Absolutely.
further here.
Dude,
Please get away from me.
relax.
Please get away from me.
Okay, relax. What do you have in
Please
your
get away
hand?
from me. Please get away from
What
me.
do you have in your
Get
hand,
away from
dude?
me, please.
Clear there.
Please, sir.
What do you have in
Get
your
away from
hand,
me.
dude?
Please, sir. Don't make me do this.
What's in your hand?
It's a gun. So please back up.
Hey.
Over there by your car.
Oh, so he says he has a gun.
Yeah. And the
So that
guy's
right
even saying,
there.
please don't make me do this. And it's like, shh.
Let me see your hand,
Go
dude.
by your car, please.
Let me see your
Over there
hand.
by your car, please.
Let me see your
Please,
hand,
sir.
dude.
Please, sir.
Let me see your
Go by
hand.
your car. Go back to your car.
Just,
You
hey,
want to go home
relax,
tonight,
dude.
right? You want to go home
Relax.
tonight? You want to
Relax,
go home
dude.
tonight, right?
Relax.
I'm relaxed. Can you please go by your car?
Okay,
Thank you, sir.
just put it down, dude.
So he stated he has a gun. You want to go home tonight? Those are all threats. I mean, wow. And this looks like it's what time is this at? It's 1:11
Yep.
in the morning. Is that what it says there?
Yeah. And
Wow.
this just
So,
happened. This is recent.
yeah. Whoosh.
This month.
Yeah. This happened this month. So everything this guy is doing is a huge no. This is not what you should be doing. You should not be threatening the cops. You should not be telling them to you want to go home tonight. I have a gun. So he stated he had a gun.
Right. And this guy looks young. I'm watching this and I'm trying to pay attention to what's going on. He looks fairly young. What the hell is this guy watching on TV to make him believe that he can actually like talk to cops like this? I'll tell you something, dude. I've talked to cops and I've gotten in their faces and I've talked to them a certain way and stuff like that when they're rude to me or they try to violate my rights. I don't back down. This guy's young and it's just this guy is the epitome of you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. As much as I've been in cops' faces and stuff like that, I have not even tried to threaten him in any kind of way or make it look like I'm a threat. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna walk up to a cop with my hand in my jacket or something like that or behind my waist. It's just stupid. I don't see why anybody would want to do that anyways. It just doesn't make any sense. You're playing with fire.
And it doesn't seem to me, it seems to me like he's just angry and frustrated. He doesn't look like he's intoxicated, right? Or does he?
No, you're right. He could just be having a really bad day. And let's not forget, we were all young and we've all had bad days where we slammed our doors to our rooms and we just go in our rooms and we want not even our own parents to bother us or whatever. This guy looks young, like I said. He probably just doesn't want to be bothered and probably having a bad time. And, did this cop arrive, at the wrong time? Was he called there? First of all, if this cop showed up without any reason at all whatsoever, and didn't have a call there. The guy was not threatening anyone whatsoever. I mean, even concealing, your phone, like if it's a gun or something like that, did he do anything illegal? That's kind of hard to, man, this is gonna be a tough case, bro.
Yeah, it is. Because what if he doesn't even have a gun? I don't see a gun. Let's play back again up until that point.
Right.
Do me a favor, dude. Can you
Yes.
step out the car for me?
I can't do that.
Where's that?
You need to back up, bro.
Why do I need to back up?
You need to back up right now.
Why?
You need to back up. Look up.
Why,
Look
dude?
up. Back
Hey,
up, guy.
relax.
Please back up.
Relax, dude.
Please get away from me.
Relax.
Please get away from me.
Okay, relax. What do you have in
Please,
your
sir.
hand?
Like, please get away from
What
me.
do you have in your
Get
hand,
away from
dude?
me, please.
Clear there.
Please, sir.
What do you have in
Get
your
away
hand,
from me.
dude?
Please, sir. Don't make me do this.
What's in your hand?
It's a gun. So please back up.
Hey,
Over there by your car,
let me
please.
see your hand,
Go
dude.
by your car, please.
Let me see your
Over there
hand.
by your car, please.
Let me see your
Please,
hand,
sir.
dude.
Please, sir.
Let me see your
Go by your
hand.
car. Go back to your car.
Just,
You
hey,
want to go home
relax,
tonight,
dude.
right? You want to go home
Relax.
tonight? You want to
Relax,
go home
dude.
tonight, right?
Relax.
I'm relaxed. Can you please go by your car?
Okay,
Thank you, sir.
just put it down,
Okay,
dude.
go by your car then.
Okay, I will.
Are they on this lap?
I can't tell. It's a little blurry. It's kind of hard to tell if he has actually anything illegal on him.
Your hand.
Like, please get away
Looks
from me.
like a
What do you have in
football
your
shirt.
hand,
Get away
dude.
from me,
Looks like
please.
something's on his lap. Clear there.
Please, sir.
What do you have in
Get
your
away.
hand, dude?
Please, sir. Don't make me do this.
What's in your hand?
It's a gun. So please back up.
Hey,
over there by your car.
Let me
man,
see.
It doesn't sound like he says it's a gun.
Let me see your
over
hand.
There by your car, please.
Let me see your hand,
please,
dude.
Please, sir.
Let me see
go
your hand.
Your car. Go back to your car.
Just you, hey, you relax,
tonight,
dude.
Right?
Relax.
You go home tonight.
Relax,
you
dude.
Go home tonight, right?
Relax.
I'm relaxed.
What's that on his lap?
I have no idea, man. It looks like an open wallet. It looks like a. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's. I thought it could have been. I don't.
Is it a white powder residue or?
Kind of looks like that, but I don't know. That's questionable. I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
I'm gonna do what Joe Rogan's guy does really quick. I'm gonna fact check this. I'm gonna go to the Police Activity Channel really quick.
Okay.
And I'm going to see what it says on the in the description of the video, because they usually put it in there. And I'm going to see if El Paso Car Wash. All right. And it's an actual, it does show a little bit more on here of what's going on. Let me read the disclaimer. El Paso, Texas, on March 5th, 2024, at approximately 1:08 a.m., an officer with the El Paso Police Department approached a vehicle parked at a car wash on the 5800 block of Donovan Drive. The officer made contact with the male suspect identified as 30-year-old Michael Estrada, who was seated in the driver's seat of the vehicle. Estrada can be heard identifying himself while telling the officer he is frustrated and having car trouble. Estrada told the patrol officer he is living in his car after the officer asked him for an ID. The officer asks Estrada several times to exit the vehicle, telling him to calm down. Estrada became uncooperative with the officer and stated he had a gun on his person. The officer continued to tell Estrada to show his hands, to which the suspect did not comply. He continued making threats towards the officer. The video then shows the officer firing his weapon several times. The officer called, reported shots were fired, and called for first unit to help and for emergency medical services. Estrada was pronounced deceased at the scene. Whether Estrada actually had a handgun, which is not visible in the video, has not been disclosed, as it is part of an ongoing investigation into the shooting. So I'm guessing he actually never had a handgun, because if he did, they would have probably put that out right away.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So is the cop in, so what happens here then? So if he didn't have the handgun, whose fault is this, Dave?
You know, in the military, you're trained to not fire upon unless you're being, you know, the gun's pointed at you and you're actually in threat of your life, you know. But in America, the cops are not trained that way. They're trained, if they're in fear for their safety, that they will just, you know, attack or.
Wow, that's a big deal. If he didn't have a gun and he opened fire on him like that, I'm going to play it right up until the part he opens fire. Hopefully I get it right.
Can you please go by your
car?
Okay,
just put it down, dude.
Okay, go by your car.
Okay, I will.
Okay, go.
Put it down.
You want to go home tonight, right?
Just put it down.
You want to go home tonight?
Just put it down, dude.
You want to go home tonight?
Just put it down.
I'm not going to put it down. Go by your car.
What is it, dude?
Go. Do you want to go home tonight?
Yes, relax.
Did you pick the wrong day to go to work today?
Okay, dude, relax, please.
Okay, get back to
relax.
Get back to your car, please.
Relax, dude.
I'm going to relax.
Eesh. I don't know.
So I just realized something. It says the cop approached the vehicle, but it doesn't say that he had an actual reason for a traffic stop. Also, Texas is an open carry state, right? So you're allowed to have a gun on your person in Texas. If this cop did not have a reason to actually be there, if he didn't have a call or there was no traffic infraction, then this man may have actually done nothing illegal. You know, I really didn't hear him say, you know, I have a gun. He sounded like he said, I have a glam or a gland or something like that.
Well, let's go back.
Do me a favor, dude. Can you step out the car for me?
I can't do that.
Where's that?
You need to back up, bro.
Why do I need to back up?
You need to back up right now.
Why?
You need to back up.
Relax. Relax, dude. Relax.
Please get away from me.
Okay, relax. What do you have in your hand?
Please get away from me.
What do you have in your hand, dude? Clear there.
Please, sir.
What do you have in your hand, dude?
Please, sir. Don't make me do this.
What's in your hand?
It's a gun.
You know, he says it's a gun.
I mean, I didn't hear that. I heard him say it's a gland, something like that. I mean, if you really...
What's a gland?
I have no idea, but it doesn't sound... I mean, maybe
he
just...
Well, I mean, to me, I heard gun. I heard gun. So, I mean, but if the cop, I mean, at that point, you got him. I would assume the cop was like, yeah, he also heard gun. I mean, You can't really take a chance on that.
Right. And then later on, I think if I'm not mistaken, right before the cop fired, he asked him, "Do you have a gun?" And he said, "Yeah, if I'm not mistaken." The first time I
Yeah.
watched it, I just right here.
Hey,
Over there by your car,
let me
please.
see your hand,
Go
dude.
by your car, please.
Let me see your
Over there
hand.
by your car, please.
Let me see your
Please,
hand,
sir.
dude.
Please, sir.
Let me see
Go
your
over by your
hand.
car. Go back to your car.
But you know, the guy's there. The cop just rolls up on him. It looks like he's having car trouble. He's living in his car, and then the cop starts giving him problems. And the next thing you know, the cop has a gun pointed at him.
Right. And like I said, if the guy's done nothing illegal, from the very beginning of this, if he's actually didn't commit any kind of crime, if those are not drugs on his lap, in reality, you can tell a cop, get back to your car. Do you want to go home at the end of the night? I mean, you could be threatening him with recording him on camera. It's not an actual gun, you know what I mean? I
Yeah.
mean, it's like I said, this
So
is
do
a
you
really
think the
tough
cops should have
case.
taken more precautions and done more due diligence than just, I mean, he came up pretty aggressive, told him get out of the car. It's like, I mean, we don't even know why he rolled up in the first place.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if the guy did nothing illegal and the cop was just checking on him, then I would say then yeah, the cop is possibly out just looking for trouble. I mean,
Yeah.
does he have good intentions? Is he really trying to help this guy out with this vehicle? Is the cop a fucking mechanic or is he a cop? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a
Hey,
tough video.
relax,
Come
dude.
on, bro. You want to go home
Relax.
tonight? You want to
Relax,
go home
dude.
tonight, right?
Relax.
I'm relaxed. Can you please go by your car?
Okay,
I
just
just
put
need.
it. Just.
Dude, this is tough. I mean, you want to go home tonight? Do you want to go home tonight? That's a threat.
Yeah, but he didn't. I don't. Is that a direct threat, though? You want to go home tonight? I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, if you're pointing a gun at a cop and you're actually saying you want to go home tonight, then that's a damn direct threat. But so far, he hasn't pulled nothing out. And I gotta say, man, watching this video the first time, I was kind of like on the cop side. I'm just like, dude, like those are stupid things to say. You just don't say these things to a cop. Like, you don't try to make it even feel like a threat what you're saying to a cop. Like it just seemed like really odd to me. Play stupid games, win
The rest
stupid
of the
prizes.
story. You have to know the rest of the story, why he pulled up. We don't know if someone called on him and said that he was waving a gun around, or we don't know. There's more to the story. We have to know more of the story, obviously, right? I mean, that's just a little glimpse, a little segment of the whole story. So we don't even know why the cop pulled up. I don't know if the cop pulled up because he just felt like it. I mean, we don't know the whole story.
Yeah, you're right. And that so far that is being left out of the video. We don't know what happened there, why the cop was actually there. We don't know that. It's just a really tough
So,
video.
do you think that would have a lot more significance if the cop just randomly pulled up for no reason and
I
he
think
just thought?
so. I think so because if the cop just pulled up for no reason, you still got to take into consideration Texas is a open carry state. I don't really know how you can actually carry it around inside your car. Does it have to be in the glove box? Can it be on your hip? Can you carry it on the floorboard? I mean, inside the vehicle, I really don't know how Texas laws work. Obviously, I'm in California, and California, there's just a whole bunch of gun laws that they don't want you open carrying. They don't want you carrying it in your car. You have to put the gun in the glove, and you have to put the thing in the back. They don't in California, it just sucks, but like Texas is different. We've seen cops pull up to people in Texas while they're doing open carry and just draw on them, arrest them. And even though it's 100% legal, there's a guy in Florida, the armed fisherman, who in Florida is kind of the same as California, where you can only carry your gun on you when either you're hunting or you're fishing. Those are the old laws that haven't been messed with because they just can't. So the armed fisherman takes his rifle or whatever, he takes it out he's always getting the cops calling in. People are always getting scared. Cops always come up to him aggressively. He has cops almost one time I think they almost shot him. He was on the ground and just crazy, bro. And a lot of these guys they do that so that the cops understand what our rights are. And if this guy had rights in Texas to carry his gun, to not want to be bothered by police, he's having a bad day, probably probably got kicked out of his home, living in his car, like it said in there. He just doesn't want to be bothered. They still haven't said if he had a gun or not. You would think that if he definitely had a gun, cops
The
would
fact that
want
they
that.
said that he did not, they don't, that's still an ongoing investigation
Right,
to me, says he did not have a gun.
right. But you would think that if he did have a gun, cops would want to put that out there. So to
Right. That'd be the
minimize.
first thing they said, gun found on the person. But if it doesn't seem like that to me.
They would have justified themselves like that. But right
Right.
now, what it seems like is they're trying to, even though the guy played stupid games to win stupid prizes, even though all that happened, it seems like if they're not releasing everything, it seems like they're probably trying to cover it up.
Yeah. Well, let's give it to my audience. Folks, what do you think? Leave a comment down below and give me your thoughts. Was this justified? Was this a justified murder? Should the cop have opened fire? I don't know. I mean, I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out. There's more to the story that needs to be seen and heard. David, man, thanks for giving me your input, because this is very controversial, very confusing. And the minute I saw this, I'm like, I'm calling Dave to see what his thoughts on this are. I sent you the tape.
Right. And like I said, man, I'm usually I'm not anti-police, but I'm not pro-police. I just
Right.
record, put it out there. So I try to have a non-biased opinion on what's going on. Like I said, when I first watched the video, I was kind of on the cop side because I'm like, this guy is making threats. But then we got to take everything into account. And I'd like to say something before you shut this down. When you actually sent me that video and you asked me my opinion, and you asked me if we, you know, if I wanted to do a video regarding this, talk about it really quick, I was like, heck yeah, let's do it. But then I got to thinking, man, we could possibly do this more and then even try to invite other channels that have a big following as well. For instance, Officer Tatum, the Donut Operator, some of these other guys who have big channels who are really, really pro-police. And maybe we can have them on, have some discussions as well. Maybe have some debates, or not even a debate, but just have a conversation on what's going on. I think that might be really good because we'll have like different views of what's happening. You know, a lot of these guys always point out what the cop could have done differently, or the person should have just complied or whatnot. So a lot of things take into account, and I think having, you know, perspectives from all angles would be a good thing, man. If you ever get any of those guys on and you want to do like some kind of interview or podcast episode with me and those guys as well, I'm all for it 100%. So yeah, all you guys watching this, if you guys reach out to any of these guys like Officer Tatum, Donut Operator, if you guys want to reach out to a lot of these other guys, bring them on Nino Rodriguez's podcast. That would be amazing. It would open up the talks more, and we don't have to be fighting each other, red versus blue, you know, back to blue versus, you know, cop haters and all that. I think we can find some kind of common ground. And I think so when I first came on to your podcast, I think you gave me a voice to be on here, and I think you opened up the conversation so that we, the people, can actually figure out what's going on. We don't need government to fix things sometimes. Maybe we, the people, can figure it out, you know? And
I agree with you.
And a lot of, and just the
way he approached the car, man, once I looked at it, the hood was up, the door was open, and the cop approached aggressively. I mean, there's a lot of things I feel he did wrong too. So this is a very sensitive stop. And I don't know. I really want to hear from the audience and get their thoughts on it, because I can see what the cop kind of, I mean, dude, we've all had bad days. There's been times where a cop pulls me over, I'm like, shit, man. And I can kind of be an asshole. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't tell them, you know, you want to go home today. But I mean, we don't know what that kid was going through or whatever. I know adrenaline gets going, and cops, you know, they're fighting all kinds of adrenaline, and they got to think of their lives first, obviously. But was there a different way he could approach a situation? I don't know. I mean, the guy was already stopped. The hood was up. Ah, man. I mean, why? The whole thing for me is, why did he stop? Why did he put? That's the first and foremost. We got to know why he approached the vehicle. Why was he? Was he called? Was he just cruising and saw the guy? We got to know why he made the stop, right?
Right. That's probably the most important thing of this video right now is why the cop was actually there. Like I said, if the cop had no reason to be there, did the guy actually do anything illegal? You know,
right. It didn't look like it. Yeah, I mean.
The other day, I shared a video where a guy was doing a cop watch. He was just recording the side of the road. Didn't even say nothing to anyone. The cop gets out of the driver's side or the driver of the vehicle and says, "Take your hand out of your pocket." And the guy's like, "What? There's snow out here. Like, it's cold. I'm not gonna take my hand out of my pocket." And the cop walks up all the way around right in front of his face and says, "For officer safety, I need you to take your hand out of your pocket." And the guy's like, "Nah, man, I ain't doing that." And the cop arrested him. And it just goes to show that, sometimes I get it. Officer safety, cops want to go home at the end of the day. But sometimes cops even use that officer safety to push the limits, to
Right.
escalate things. Is this a case of that? I don't know, man. Like I said, there's still some stuff that we don't know yet, but I mean, time will
Well,
tell.
the fact that they said there's still ongoing investigation with a gun, obviously he didn't see a gun, but you got to take the guy's word for it if he says he has a gun. Ah, bro, tough one. This is a tough one.
Yeah, you're right. And like they said, it's still an ongoing investigation. That means they actually haven't cleared the cop yet. That's right.
Well, let's see what happens because this is my hometown, man. Let's see what goes down. Folks, give me your opinion. What do you think? Give me, was he justified in this? Jury's out for me right now, man. I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Dave, thanks for joining me, man. I love having you on.
Thanks for having me on, bro.
Where
Thank
can
you.
people find you? Where can people find you?
San Joaquin Valley Transparency YouTube. You guys check me out. We do police accountability. I go out and record as well. I just posted a video of me going out there. Crazy stuff happening in Oildale, California, Bakersfield. World famous Oildale, home of America's birthplace of methamphetamine. So out here, it's wild, bro. It's wild. So you guys check out my channel, San Joaquin Valley Transparency, and I definitely plan to do more interviews with you, bro. I love talking about this kind
Absolutely.
of stuff, and yeah, man, let's get down to the bottom of it. You know what I mean?
I'm in. I'm 100% in. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, bro. Thank you for having me.